Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The DH, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Skinner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Skinner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gantner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robideau for the out. Molitor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere strikes out. There goes Riles. The throw from Skinner to second, and Riles is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Tolleson scores. Fisk moves to third. Kittle moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robideau. Fisk scores. Kittle scores. Hewlett moves to third. Guillen moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Guillen scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robideau strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to third for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Householder for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-3 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson juggles the ball. That's an error on Tolleson. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Yount reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Felder goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robideau hits a pop-up towards the mound. Agosto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 3 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Householder reaches second base with a double. Riles goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Danny Darwin now pitching. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Mark Hill now catching. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 4 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felder moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robideau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felder scores. Yount moves to second. It's Brewers, 5, White Sox, 5. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Riles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-5, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 4 in the game. Deer is hit by the pitch. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.